Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, we are live for another episode of No Filter Radio with Battle Rap's Pam and Gina. You better known as, which is BKA, Jaquise J, and Nico Nicole. Speak to the people, Nico.
Yo, it is Nico Nicole, a.k.a. Pam.
a.k.a. the Pam Meister, yo, Pamela Jane.
I've got mad different. I'm the Pamster, Pam Meister, Traptographer, Trapbassador. Like, I have so many names. It's crazy. Nick Monster.
Get a something printed up, a full letterman with all the Pam nicknames.
Man, listen.
Pam say swollen around the colon. Is that what a Jerome call? Is that what
you call Pam? Oh, stop. I'm fat. Stop. I'm
You're
really
not fat. Your
like,
booty's fat. That's all right.
No. I'm round and fat and pudgy.
Oh, that's terrible.
My jeans don't even fit anymore. Like, I'm
That's a great when your shirts don't fit, that's when you got a problem.
Nah, I'm fat, yo. Like, I gotta hit the gym before my birthday in September so I can be sexy. I can be snatched.
Ah, you know what? You know my birthday is Saturday. I'm gonna get started.
Man, I wish
my gym
gonna
thing.
Be together.
Oh, you know it's going to be 70-some degrees here, so I couldn't bring myself to be in the cold during my birthday.
It's going to be 7 degrees here.
Oh,
so.
Okay. I'm going to pray for y'all. See, that type of shit.
It's
going to
be 7 degrees in New York.
And that makes me realize why I really don't want to live there. As nice as it is, I love you, Nico. Just relocate. I mean, I'm just saying.
I'm going to relocate.
The South has plenty
of space.
I'm going to
pick my ass up.
We got a lot of space down here. A lot of uncharted,
I will pick my happy ass up
land.
And be out. I will pick my happy ass up and be outy. Like, I don't know.
Yes, that's why we got to start bringing more battle rap love to the South. They know about fun and no drama. Today's episode, we are talking about accountability. So that goes for... who should be responsible for certain things, no-shows, contract obligations, and all that jazz. So we also have a special guest calling up probably around 9:30. ARP, RBE's own Rare Breed Entertainment, they have a card this weekend, Saturday, at Club Purlieu.
It should be lit.
It's Writer's Block versus Team Hami. So February 27th. RBE, Rare Breed, is putting on an event. So it should make to be something exciting. I initially was coming. But I had other obligations here in town. Yeah, it happens. But I definitely am going to order the pay-per-view, though. I did see Lawrence tweet about that. So I will be ordering it, so I still will be catching it. Because I
that
do support RBE.
That pay-per-view should take forever.
You know what? Last time I came... My first time ever to a New York event was at an RBE event, and I can say the RBE family, great hospitality. I had a ball. So kudos to them for that. We did our first recap video. We were tipsy, but we did our first.
We were done.
We did our first recap video together.
So
Nico, to that. Yeah, we definitely were lit. They kept feeding us drinks, so. People tend to like our energy in parties and events.
We
are
were so bombed. Why were we so drunk? I have no idea.
Because, I don't know. I think we drank the night before and drank the day of. So, so tell us about the event that happened with you guys.
I know
we have to tell it. Yeah, we have to because... I mean, we're media. We have to cover it as much as possible. We will try and remain politically correct for other reasons. Nobody needs to know, but we can
speak on
it.
I could briefly speak on it. It wasn't nothing like, you know,
crazy.
Too crazy. Yeah, it wasn't nothing like, you know, too crazy. We were expecting to have a full night, and it, you know, it didn't pan out the way that, you know, everyone had planned for it to turn out, which, like one of the league owners was saying, it's not just a problem that happens in the track. This is an issue that happens everywhere. It happens with everybody. Like, everybody has to go through this shit at some point. It is a little, it's a little annoying when people don't show, or, you know, they got all these, and I'm not making excuses to anybody, because some of the issues why people didn't come were warranted, but a lot of these things could just be settled beforehand. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of these things can just be, I feel like there's definitely got to be, people got to figure out a way to figure out how to, I don't know, like, people got to be a man and woman, man and or woman of their word. That's just really as simple as it goes. Like, you got to be a man of your word. If you say, yo, I'm coming to do this, that, and the third, then that's what you need to do. But it's battle rap, you know what I'm saying? People lie and make up false truths every fucking day. No one in this stuff is honest. No one is, no one's honest. No one is admirable. Everybody is telling bullshit. I mean, I don't know. It's crazy.
So, that was very, very kind of you to speak. So, you were taking, you've been around me long enough. I guess you're learning how to, we're dialing back a little bit. So, as far as what we're saying, people have to be held accountable for themselves. The no call, no shows. A lot of people, I don't want to hear excuses like, I didn't come because he didn't come. The fuck? Like, you should be supporting, in my head, and this is just me, I could be wrong. You should be supporting the event from, not necessarily start to finish, but you definitely, if you're only coming to see your, like, you're only coming for you. I don't know how problematic that will prove to be. The no-show thing really bothers me. You're put on a card. A card is sold with you being in attendance. And people are coming. Who's to say they're necessarily coming to see you, but they're definitely coming for the quality or the quantity. I'm coming to see 8 battles. I'm not coming to see, 2 and a maybe. I'm not paying money to see 2 and a maybe. It's not fair to the fan. It's not fair to the league owner. It's not fair to the people who promote it. It's not fair to your opponent either.
Honestly, I'm just, like, over this whole... I'm over the whole no show and back out, blah, blah, blah. I don't really care. Like, I mean, usually I'd be like, oh, my God, this nigga is. But I really don't care. Like, if you say you're going to be there, cool. And if you don't show up, I mean, cool. What the fuck are we going to do about it? We can't fucking kill you. We can't twist your arm and make you show up. Only you can make yourself show up.
But a lot of
leagues
catch, but then the league owners catch flack.
That's going to happen. They're going to catch flack. You know what I'm saying? They're going to, but like I said,
I think people need to understand, league owners can't, like, literally physically drag someone into a battle. So
no,
you can't really.
They need to be held more accountable, though. I mean, I understand that if I book, you know, JC to come to my league and he doesn't show up, I'm not saying for, you know, you guys to hold me accountable solely, but clearly, there had to have been some kind of miscommunication.
Disconnect.
There had to have been some kind of disconnect as to why you just. I mean, a lot of people maybe they think that you aren't being serious, or I mean, because if you tell someone that there's a contract, you speak to someone and you tell them this and that, and they don't show up, something has just got to be some kind of disconnect.
Especially the last minute thing. I don't like people to accept deposits, sign contracts, allow the league and those that support the league to put out a flyer, and then you back out. It's after the flyer is printed. Like, that's more so puzzling. I think who did that, and it was, like, really big. Suge did it when he was supposed to battle on Guerrilla Warfare, I think. And
yes,
I think
he
that
did.
It was, he did it. And I get the money thing. Whatever, I mean, if you don't want to take the, but you signed the contract. When you signed a contract, I mean, you agreed. like that, I mean, you agree to it. I don't know if you slept. If you're unsure about something, sleep on it. Don't just sign something because you trigger happy.
Listen, battle rap is, we around some of the most delusional, some of the most dishonest people ever.
Mm-hmm. Nobody, you know, is really people want to be, everybody want to be somebody. So I don't know, and they had controversy, sales, and there ain't really no money. I forget who said all the time, but they, unless you like really
it's
one
no
of them niggas,
dollars.
It's not money.
It's no
in
money.
So,
it is like no money. And you really got to take what everyone says to you
with
a grain of salt. You
got
to take it with a grain of salt.
You
got to
love it.
I take what somebody say to me in the shit with a grain of salt. Like with a grain of motherfucking salt. Every time. I take it with a grain of salt because I don't know if you being honest. Because the same, like, who
said I don't trust
that? Oh,
nothing
God.
That come out of people's mouth. I don't. So 90%, I don't know what it is because everybody, you know, it's usually the loudest person in a room that's fraudulent any fucking way. But it's just everybody, like, scream they real. I'm a real nigga. I'm a real bitch. I'm about, everybody. 97% of the battle rap population. I was thinking of this while I was driving. I'm like, okay, I'm on my way home. I'm like, battle rap will never grow until people change. Like, they change how they do stuff. It's not ran on integrity. I get, like, whatever. You want to keep it street. But, my nigga, it's a street code to integrity. It's a street code to how you conduct yourself, period. It speaks on your character. I don't give a fuck about your pocket. Like, if you're going to act like this, like you said earlier, be a man of your word, period. Like,
period.
A man is only as good as that. Your word is bond at the end of the day. Even if you didn't sign a contract, that, like, say I did, oh, I didn't sign a paper. All right. That's fine. But if you told this person and you and him had a verbal agreement to something, and then I think that all parties should be communicated with. I know a situation, like, everybody is two or three people running something, and if everybody is not on one accord, I'm not saying you got to be, like, up this person's ass all the time, but you got to get a full understanding of what the hell is going on as a team, as a unit. But off the negative shit, because ARP will be calling up in, like, 15 minutes, and we're going to have, like, a shorter show today, guys. We got, again, battle rap ain't no money in it, so we got real life outside of that that's
man,
popping.
Ain't no dollars. I got to keep,
so it's
keep
not,
iterating.
I had to remind myself that I allow people to upset me, and I have a temper. I mean, as cool as I appear, I have a very short temper. That's because I'm sensitive. So I say this, I have to get a tougher skin for shit because people feel a certain way. People lie. They drag my name in particular or our name in the mud. If I believed half, like, have you ever said to Nico and say, like, damn, how the fuck do people come up with half of these rumors or anything? And I guess it comes with the territory because,
man,
we are making some type of, we are creating a lane for ourselves. Hoochie Gang is a real thing. We don't, I mean, it's very amusing and it's catchy. And, of course, it's again, jarring. But Hoochie Gang is a real thing. At no point will we accept disrespect, though. I don't give a fuck who you is or what you think. I don't care what past mistakes I've ever made. You will not disrespect me, especially since it's unwarranted and uncalled for. I've never disrespected nobody,
man,
in the last couple of years. So
myself
for one person, huh? I know we don't step like, we don't move like that. And I'm going to tell people real life, I'm a mom before anything. So every decision I make in some way or another can affect my son, and he come before everything. If anybody knows me personally, know that my son is my. I make any decision. I put my pride to the side, and it's about my shorty. So if it does not affect him, I will then swallow that. I will bite the bullet, and I will not react. If you have anything negative to say about Pam and Gina or Coochie Gang or whichever one you affiliate yourself, it's okay, baby. Everybody not gonna like us, and that's okay. But we are trying to do something positive. A female fan, a female supporter, the female voice will be heard. It will be respected, whether we are the face of it or not. We're starting something. Rock with it or don't rock with it. That's it. That's all I gotta say about it. Like, you rock with it or you don't rock with it. And
it's
cool.
It is so simple. There are things that I see every day scrolling on my timeline, my Facebook feed, Instagram. There are things that I see all the time that I don't like, and I think that's dumb. I think that's stupid. Do I go and make an entire whole post about the people who did it? No, because what sense does that make? What point does it make?
What money is behind it? Am I stopping you from eating? Like, I need to understand.
Listen,
How does my existence stop your existence? I've never in my life
had to defend myself so much than since I started fucking Battle Rap. Never in my entire 25 years on this earth.
I'm 26, nigga. 4 days, I'll be 20 fucking six, okay? Never in my life.
Middle school fights that I've been in, I have never in my, and you know what, I don't mind it. Same time, like Jay said before, we've got so much real life that is literally occurring. And for a lot of these people, I was just telling someone yesterday, for a lot of these people, battle rap is literally their whole life. Like,
and
literally
that's fine.
Their entire life. Like, they don't, it's battle rap or nothing. You know what I'm saying? And that's cool. There's nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? But it's just hard for someone like me to understand someone like that, because I have life. This is a small part of my life, a very tiny portion of my life. You know what I'm saying? It's a tiny portion of my life, a very small portion, compared to all the other things that I've got to do and get done. And for other people, it's a PG, and getting on Smack is literally their number one goal in life.
And that's fine, but I just can't relate.
I
don't want to belittle y'all goals, right, because we don't battle rap. We're media, and all we want to do is talk our shit. If we're not disrespecting you, then I don't think that we're definitely not open for disrespect. I won't tolerate it anymore. So I said this earlier, and I kind of meant it, and maybe I spoke out of anger, but I kind of still do mean this. If you violate me or violate my girls, which includes Nico Nicole, Morgan Brittany, and Ashley Ashcat, and that's within Data Rap, because outside of that, I know them personally, too. So you violate them personally, I'll probably still come for your face. But you violate them or my brand, and I violate you.
I'm going to let you do whatever it is that you want to do. Say whatever it is that you would like to say.
Nope.
Because at the end of the day, you just look dumb going back and forth with somebody who don't want to go back and forth with you. If I don't want to go back and forth with you, and you just still picking at me, what sense does that
Let's
make?
Just
that doesn't make no
battle
damn
rap.
Sense.
This is what I'm saying. When you bring
Why
up
we can't
personal.
Just debate the battle rap? Why we just
yes,
can't debate the battle rap?
Though. Call
There's a Born Legacy card coming.
Yes.
There's a
Born
Legacy card coming. RBE shit coming. Double Impact coming up. A bunch of dope other leagues. Trap shit coming up. We go hard shit coming. Why are we talking about
Southern Battle Rap? Houston
enough.
Barcos coming up. Everything has the potential to be discussed. Battle Rap. Let's just
the
keep
fuck?
It. That's it.
We have to talk about bars.
Speaking of bars, because you rock with a lot of the team. How many niggas started in the trap? But they will be on RBE this weekend, February 27th at Corporal Loot in Queens. Shout out to RBE. That's Shasha and ARP and Lawrence and Dap the God. So, Ashcat did say we need to talk about Tory versus Couture. Because that is, I guess that goes with the drama. That didn't happen the weekend of Queen and the Ring Watchers on 2, so they made up for it February 20th. That was a Saturday. They put it out that night on YouTube. So if you didn't catch it live stream or in the building, they definitely put it up on their channel. So subscribe to Queen of the Ring TV.tv on YouTube.
Yeah, that battle.
I watched that battle. It was good. I definitely gave it Tory 2. I'm going to say 2-1.
Tory 2-1.
I'm going to say I'm going to give Couture the third round. I'm going to give Couture the third round. But I'm definitely saying Tory 2-1. Tory was saying a lot of shit. I'm going to say that. She was rapping a little fast for me, but I still catching it. I watched it twice. So I'm going to definitely give that to Tori, 2-1. Shout out to Tori because she's one of my favorite with a little ass. She like so tiny, but she be talking that shit. So, Tori, 2-1. Couture still did her thing. It was a good battle. I think both of their energy was kind of low. I think that, but that's okay because I still like the battle overall. So, yeah. ASCAP probably wants to talk about that. Somebody pressed. Is that, who was that? 4-1. Oh, that's Ryan ass.
Ryan.
Let me let Ryan
know,
talk.
Ryan hasn't,
I love you, Ryan.
Ryan hasn't been getting on my nerves as of lately. I don't know what's going on, but it's a little strange. I don't like it, but it's cool, though.
He's been nice lately.
Lately.
Nipsey.
Yeah, like,
you on live
strange.
With him and Gina Nipsey.
Yo, what up?
Oh, you real Hi. Quiet. What the fuck are you doing? Demoting, yo?
I'm sick, yo. I'm sick.
What? I'm sorry.
That's the only reason I've been nice to Nico, because I ain't got the energy to go back and forth with him.
You
oh,
know what?
My gosh. Damn,
you
I just, like, I was faking him. You see, this is why you can't be nice to black, bald-headed folks. This is why. This is exactly
did you
why.
Watch,
because
but
you bald-headed
watch Tori and I'm Couture.
nah, I didn't get to watching yet, because I kind of got pissed off, because I was trying to watch the stream, and then the stream was fucking up, and then it just cut off. So uh-huh. I'm going to just watch it in its entirety later. But, like, uh-huh. I think it's dope. They tried to make up for it. Like, that was dope.
Yeah,
that's
nice.
It was cool they tried to make up for it. They, I mean,
so
I,
what do you feel about
really
accountability and no-shows, though?
I feel like this is the time where having so many battle leagues and mm-hmm. having personal relationships with battlers works against the culture, because now it's just like, you have people no showing, but then it's like it's no repercussions, there's no penalty. So it's just like on the next, they'll be
they
on the next card. Like,
shout out to the Zo guy Rex. Speaking of Zo, I forgot about this. He was supposed to be the king of the dot and all, and then some.
Mm-hmm.
Tell y'all, that's what his third.
So wait, what? Yeah, what happened? He's supposed to go to king of the dot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then what?
He ain't cool.
Hang on.
Why
that's
though?
So funny, but did he ever put out a statement or a blog or a video of why what happened?
I haven't seen nothing from Rex. But to be perfectly honest, like, who's surprised at this point when Rex gets money or gets a deposit and then just doesn't show up to the battle? Like,
you
or
think
he just fucks it up so he don't have to still get on stage?
You don't
exactly.
Have to say Rex ain't no dummy. Rex be like, I'm about to make a scene and dip and breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm about to make a scene and get my ass home. He did that. Queen of the Ring, made a scene, left. King of the Dot, he ain't even, yo, he is the GOAT, bro. He really is the GOAT.
Yeah,
he's the GOAT.
You know,
I'm sorry.
The problem is, he, this is where I'm talking about the too many league shit, because now he's probably still going to be on Summer Madness. He's probably still going to be on URL in some kind of capacity. So it's just like, okay, he went and kind of snuck niggas for deposits, and then he go about his business. So it's just like he still gets on one of the biggest stages, and it's just like when somebody can screw you on one league and then just go to another league and get paid, it's just like, why do niggas need to be honorable? Especially in battle rap, where niggas do not live the rhymes that they spit. Like, nobody's out here really giving headshots or pocket attacking niggas that walk past their block. Like, nobody's really doing that. So it's just like, niggas live lives all the time, battle rap. And it's like, nobody's word means shit except certain people. And that's why certain people have respect, like ARP and Debo and people like that, people who have shown to be stand up real niggas. But outside of them, it's just like, battle rap, you kind of have to take everybody's word with a grain of salt.
This is a fact. You have to take everybody's girl with a grain of salt, because everybody really is just looking for a come up. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
Banks said it best. Yesterday's dip is tomorrow's diss. Like, everybody is cool with you today, and then tomorrow it's like, fuck you. Like, that's why you really can't even get too close to half these people, honestly. It's really best you don't.
So what I'm going to do, because I'm going to leave you on, Nipsey. I'm going to let you leave. I'm going to put Ash Cat on. She is Coochie Gang as well. Ash Cat, you on live with Pam and Gina.
Hey, Coochie Gang, what's up?
Coochie Gang.
So what's your take on, first I'm going to ask, so we can just do like what you thought of Couture and Tory, since you did bring that up to my attention.
Man, listen, first of all, Tory 2-1.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I had it 3-0, but I'm going to give that third round to Couture. Yeah. Honestly, I think that Couture is kind of boring when she don't have that extra stuff. She's kind of like, she's boring as
her
hell.
Energy,
like,
I said her energy was real. I don't know. Maybe she needs the props for power, but she definitely,
yeah, that's
energy
what I think.
Definitely was low in the building. Her energy. I think her energy
yeah,
was
definitely
low.
Was.
So
I don't know if maybe
then,
because if maybe the way that the battle took place, like instead of it being like. Like the main event, you know what I'm saying? Like during that time, like maybe she did have some props, but maybe it wasn't going to work for the way that they set up the event that they had that day. So it probably wouldn't have been effective. You know what I'm saying?
She probably feed off a huge crowd. I don't know. Her energy was off, but I, you know what I'm saying? I still gave her the third because she had bars in the third. She definitely did.
She definitely did.
But then again,
but,
this battle was put off like 60,000 times, though. Like,
yeah, that's
I'd
true.
I'd be trying to be like, at this point, I'd be like, bro, what? When the hell is he going to do this damn thing? Like, the battle was supposed to happen like 40 times.
Yeah, that's
40
true.
40 damn times.
I think
yo.
It probably could have been like, it probably could have lived up to the hype originally if it would have happened the first time. You know what I'm saying? But so much stuff happened. Yeah, so. But Tory was talking that be yourself shit. You know what I'm saying? Stop trying to be down with the military. You know what I'm saying? And all of that shit. Talking that be yourself shit. But I was definitely feeling Tory bars, though.
What's your take on accountability, though? So how do you feel about, like, trying?
Man, listen. King of the Dot needs to stop. Booking these niggas that don't got no passports, you know what I'm saying? For one, people need to stop booking Rex. For two, I mean, the only people I feel like, the only league I feel that Rex would actually
because the rest
respect is URL. He only respects the URL. Like, all them other leagues, he don't really care, you know what I'm saying? Like, URL
that's
is home,
wrong,
you know what I'm saying?
That's
right,
I
that's
think that's
family,
home, but
so.
do you disrespect when you visit somebody's crib? That's some bullshit. If you invite me to your house, that's fucked up, though. Is what I'm saying. You guess I'm supposed to be more. You supposed to be.
But
kinder,
see, the
hell.
Thing is, well, see, everybody outlook on certain things is different. You know what I'm saying? So he might look at it as far as it could be from a street mentality. He can look at it, you know what I'm saying? Like, home is home, you know? Like, that's
integrity
where it started
from. Integrity is a motherfucker,
from.
Though. You know, I get where you start. Well, stay your ass there then. Stop signing contracts and accepting battles on other leagues if you know you don't, if you just not, if you're not up for
well,
it, like, if you really don't want to battle nowhere else, then just say that. Like,
he barely even be giving it 100 on URL, though. Like, him versus Danny, that, you can't tell me that was him giving 100.
I mean, that was, like, way much better than, you know, what he was
no.
Way
he
much
said
better.
Out of his
it
mouth.
Was.
Now, hell no. We interviewed him after, and he said out of his mouth that he really was only giving one round to Danny. That was it. He said he really didn't give a fuck about the other two. And that was out of his mouth.
I think that he was just talking to talk. But as far as being in that building and watching that battle, that's not what I saw. That's not what he put out as far as the energy. Now, I done seen Rex be like, oh, he don't care about a battle and just, you know what I'm saying? But that battle between him and Danny was actually a good battle.
Yo,
like,
what the hell?
What
happened?
It was actually
you said
a good
what?
Battle between him and Danny was a good battle. I got to bang it on her
it
face.
Was a,
that's
it
crazy.
Was a, no. It was, I'm not going to say it was, like, extremely good, but it was, I mean, okay,
it was,
considering.
It was better, no, see, and that's fucked up.
Lie.
If you ever have to proceed your statement with that, that's a disclaimer, and that, the hell no. It's a lesser of two evils. Oh, it wasn't as bad as it could have been, so it may. No, hell no. That don't make it good. That just means it was better than what it could have been, like what we've seen. Fuck that. Hell
that's
to the no.
Well, I mean, I feel like his first two rounds wasn't his best, but they were cool. I mean, live. Like, it was. It wasn't that bad live. No, I'm just saying.
No.
I don't know. I'm just trying to give him the benefit of the doubt, I guess.
We can't keep giving him benefit of the doubt. Hell no.
He the goal. Everybody want to give him, you know, the pass. Everybody want to give him the slide and shit.
But as far as accountability for these battle rappers, I feel like there should be some type of clause. I feel like maybe they shouldn't be getting, they should only get a certain deposit. There should be something where the league, where they're not taking a big loss. Well, that's what I'm saying.
No,
it should be a certain amount.
But the letdown for the fans, like when you see the flyer, you're like, I'll get to see this nigga. And this nigga don't come type shit, like, okay, I didn't get some all the money. Yeah, the league didn't take that big of a fine.
But see, this is what I'm saying, though, for King of the Dot. Like, honestly, like, they're in Canada. So their situation is a little bit more unique. So I feel like there are certain things that should be addressed before the event. Follow up with these battlers. Stay in contact
with
them.
Like, you should get to see if you have a damn passport. The fuck you mean?
Exactly.
If
you give a deposit.
You don't got no passport, bro.
If you give a deposit.
You know what's funny? Without even saying too much for, like, ARP, I can say for a fact, when I called him just to make sure, like, that he was going to call in, like I was completely confirming. I'm all for, like, completely touching base. I've been like that since we first was on that first Blog Talk Radio body count. I contact you, actually, if you want to be on. I'm going to contact you 2 days before. I'm going to contact you the day of, and I'm going to contact you an hour before. And I'm also going to, like, I need to know for sure that I don't want to keep track of you. I hate keeping track of people. But I definitely, like, I just want to make sure, I hate to even put that out there if you're not going to be in. Because certain people really are calling just to hear that person. Some people are calling to event just to see those people.
Certain people.
I personally even gave up on seeing Rex live, so hell. If you want to...
But not even Rex. The whole situation, like with Born, that was like a big letdown. You know, this is your big break. You know what I'm saying? You should have been responsible enough to have your paperwork ready. You know, this was a shot. How many shots can you possibly get? You know what
not
I'm saying?
Not shit. He been
like,
doing this for a minute, and I respect Born, but to experience it, like, you old, my G. You been doing this
shit
for a minute.
So wait,
Born
didn't have no papers?
He didn't have the correct paperwork. And this is my whole thing. Like, before you give a person a deposit, this is what I would do as a Battle League owner. I would cut a check. If you don't got a banking account, I don't know how you gonna get your check, but I'm going to date the check of where you can cash it. You know what I'm saying? You have to have certain documentations. I need to know that you're doing everything possible to make it to this event. It's like,
listen, if you don't have, if you ain't got no passport, you battle your ass in America. It's simple as that. You stay your ass in America. It's the fuck I look like going over to Canada knowing damn well I ain't got no papers.
Well, some of them don't even have ID. They be having Medicaid cards, benefit cards,
like,
prison ID, expired ID.
She said they pulled up to the event with their benefit card. Like, this is my ID.
Like EBT? Like EBT?
Yes, the eat better today card.
I'm not knocking nobody. Listen.
She's disrespectful.
You know what? I'm not knocking nobody in the food sense, because I swear to God, if I could, I would. I could.
She's fucking disrespectful, bro. Let me, hey,
like,
food
you
stamp
know,
people. Anybody got a food stamp? Nico, never too good. Hey. Never too good. Let's get that money.
For no food. Me neither, hell. But
they don't even be having proper ID walking around out here in these streets, let alone have that information to file for a passport. You know?
I just heard that whole King of the Dot thing was a flop. That's just all I heard. I just heard the whole thing was just awful.
Yeah, they did say it was like a lot of battles. I don't know. I think maybe like 3 battles didn't happen. or something like that.
I
don't know. I didn't even follow it. Ryan, you did. You should know.
Yeah. It was Rex. Rex didn't show up, so I'm not sure who he's supposed to battle. I know Pat Stay and Sirius Jones didn't happen because Pat Stay's voice, like, he had some real serious voice issue he couldn't battle. And Daylight didn't show up because he said something was like a surgery or something like that. So whoever Daylight opponent was and Rex opponent was, those three battles didn't go down. So, and then I'm pretty sure unless Bourne was involved in one of them, like maybe versus Daylight or something, maybe with four battles, to my knowledge.
I mean, shit like that's going to happen. I mean, you can't, with things like that, you kind of just have to, hope and pray for the best that everything works out. Like I said, it's in Canada. Their situation is different. You know what I'm saying? There's so many other things that's going to work, that's going to come into play. You got people traveling that 8 hours that they driving. You got to worry about people's flight and all kinds of delays. And it's just a headache. It's a mess. Like, ugh, I don't envy
that
none at all.
But then again, too, you have to look at some of the battle leagues, too. If you know that you're going to book a battler that's a liability, whose fault is that?
Well, they don't know they're a liability before they book them.
Yes. Hello, Rex is a known liability.
He's the one they're going to get excused for.
Bourne is kind of a liability, a little something. He's a little iffy. You just never know him. I'm not just saying because of the passport thing, but I'm just saying.
Bourne is a liability. I think, you know, he had that little messed up, you know what I'm saying? A little hiccup, but as far as I'm concerned.
Either, but Rex is definitely too much of a chance for me, so I wouldn't book him. I don't give a fuck how much money I got to blow.
Yeah, he's definitely a liability, though.
He
has too many
no shows.
Just because
he's a liability and because
he
got to
pay me to be on my show. This is true. That's
true.
Yeah,
that might have to happen. You might have to actually pay me.
So is he eventually going to have that battle?
Who?
Like, do the Rex.
Who?
Whoever
I don't know. We
who?
Can ask him. I'm going to ask him.
Who he was supposed to battle? Like, are they, like, going to battle
Ryan, who was he supposed to battle? Do you know?
I have no idea who Rex is supposed to battle.
Rex does not want to battle. What's wrong with y'all? This is a hoax. This is the greatest troll of all time. This is the greatest battle rap troll I've ever seen in my life.
Zoldy,
yo, he's a Zoldy.
He
doesn't
battle.
You don't want to battle. He want to walk. You want to troll niggas. That's all you want to do. Put his name in the fight and be like, "Got you, nigga." The fuck he thought? He didn't want to battle because if he did, he would have battled a long time ago. He don't want to battle. Period. And
but
he don't want to battle.
So guess what, guys? He was supposed to battle Caustic. 100 boxes. Caustic.
I'm glad the battle didn't happen. That'd have been nice.
Well, I hope that Bourne get his passport so he can battle on King of the Dot. I think that would definitely be a dope move for him. That definitely would expand his fan base as well, too.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's trying to
get on that MasterCard card.
That what?
What? He trying to get on that massacre card in May, the one with Pat Stay and Hollow, the three-round battle is about to happen.
He got
to
get
damn that card.
Shit together first.
Nah, that's in Boston.
Okay. Wait, who
well, we
got to
meet y'all because we got our guests on cue. So once we let them get their shit, then we let y'all back on in a second. I'm going to meet y'all, okay?
Okay.
All right, bud. So, Nico, we have our guests. I'm going to go ahead and put them on.
Oh, this man's voice.
I know. He's finna set it off in this one. Hey, ARP. Hey, Shaka. Y'all on live.
Yo,
They're both on?
What you say?
Yeah, we both on. Why the fuck you put this nigga and put my name?
I say ARP first.
I don't want to speak to Shaka. I don't want to speak to the other one.
I'm only talking
to ARP.
Good. Make sure y'all talk to him at that fucking door when you get there, too.
I don't know. I'm only talking to ARP. I don't know who invited Shasha to be on. Like, I'm so confused.
Don't get on here being mean.
Ain't no invite, bitch. Ain't no invite,
bitch. Shut up. I was talking about how nice y'all was last time I came, and you get on this motherfucker, and you just made me a liar.
No,
because you're lying.
We said hi to ARP and Lawrence was. We didn't say shit about. We did not mention his name. I didn't. I said ARP. I said Lawrence.
I said the RVE family.
Him.
Who? No, you didn't. What you did was you created this whole fucking post talking about ARP got the nigga fucking profile picture and all type of shit on it.
I think it looks nice.
All right, remember who y'all talking to.
Why are you so shocked? I don't want to talk to you. I would like to talk to ARP. I would not like to talk to you. You see, this is why we can't communicate, because you don't got no fucking
hey, nobody to who is this? Nobody's even talking to you. I'm talking to Jacquees, and you keep interjecting. I want to talk to ARP.
Because
ARP ain't saying shit to you. You keep saying you want to talk to ARP. You ain't seen ARP say shit to you yet.
He won't be quiet. He can't talk because
I run shit. That's why.
Oh,
I run shit. That's why.
All right, you got
Shasha.
It.
My cheeks hurt.
Yep.
Look, listen.
Stop eating them sweets. Stop fucking with
that
sugar,
girl. No, I don't eat sugar. I don't even like junk food and stuff, so shut up. Listen.
Yeah.
So, y'all want to have a card on my birthday, first of all. That's first. So, make this an every year thing. But besides that, what was the, like, idea behind the card? Nico, don't get quiet. Don't let him punk you. You have
man, listen, I'm trying. You know, my mother said if I don't have anything nice to say, then I say anything. So I'm going to just listen, and then I'm going to ask my questions to ARP when it's time to.
They must not know, nigga, I got mad domestics. They must not know, son, I got mad domestics.
Shonda, why can't you just ask the question I was just like asked you? Like,
because
why
it wasn't asked to me.
So what was the idea for the... That's me, though. I'm asking. You can answer or ARP can answer. It doesn't matter.
Jesus.
You got to find your damn chill. I know that. He don't got no chill. What was, like, the thing behind, like, Writer's Block versus Team Hami? Because that's what that card is, the starting five. Is it going to be a rotating thing as far as, like, you know, how everybody got to think, I don't want to call them clicks. Do we want to call them clicks?
I don't know. I guess you can go.
I don't know. They're not clicks. I don't know if you would call them. But,
they're fucking teams, like you just said. Come on, y'all. Listen, when y'all talking to us, you got to use your head, all right?
Oh, my God.
I'm using
where's
my
ARP? Where's ARP? Is ARP still on the phone?
I you, man.
Is ARP still on the phone? Because I can't.
Nigga,
speak
your sweet.
I'm
going to put my hands on you. And I know you're going to be
is
with the best
on
nice
phone,
and shit.
Ain't nobody scared of that thick-ass type flight security. Ain't nobody scared of you.
I ain't waiting for none of that, nigga.
I'll break your phone, too. Ain't no more Periscope.
Why you can't answer the question? Why?
So
is it
going to
be
like
a regular
like
thing?
Yes, right. Sheesh.
Yes or no? Nah, he don't
ARP.
Have nothing to say. I can't.
No.
I can't deal.
We not doing.
Yo.
Listen. No, listen. So
Gina,
the starting five.
Gina Pam.
Nigga,
but,
ain't no Gina and Pam. It's Jacquees and Nico, nigga.
Oh, my God. Look, I said I'm violating the next nigga that tried to violate, and you finna chill today. You violating already.
Oh, shit.
Now
yo,
that's Aries. How it's
yo,
gonna be like a resolution?
Gina Pan, what up with y'all, man?
Hey, ARP.
you want to know what's going on? Like,
yes.
Me and Shasha have been talking. I mean, for a few years now, and we finally are deciding that he's gonna start to be the spokesperson, and we're gonna transition
Jesus.
For the next 2 years.
No, I
don't
want
to
do that.
He's gonna be the spokesperson, and
know,
I'm gonna
like,
start to be the behind the scenes person.
No,
we gonna switch. We always had this plan. We was like, for the first couple of years, 2-3 years,
no.
I'm gonna be out in front talking, and he gonna be behind the scenes. And then for the next 2-3 years,
I'm
gonna go behind the scenes. So we gonna switch.
Advice is free. Can I just offer a bit of advice? He's too much of a live wire.
No, we good.
You know, did you hear a fan about liabilities and shit? Did you hear me talk about liabilities? He's a liability.
That's why you have insurance. You have insurance, and you keep a lawyer on retainer.
You are a liability. Don't nobody want to keep paying no goddamn lawyer all the time for your wild ass.
That's
listen,
a damn sure.
That's why you have a will. You have a you make a will. You keep a lawyer on retainer, and you have insurance.
Listen, well, I just want to know.
Everybody tuned in tonight. I'd like to introduce y'all to the new spokesperson of Raven Entertainment, man.
No.
Hey,
ARP, don't. You've been blogging a lot lately, too, ARP. I ain't seen shots to ask. Keep him behind the scenes. Let him work the camera.
That's a whole different topic. The blog shit, the random topics that y'all see, some of that shit don't even have any promo on it. You know what I'm saying? That's just staying true to my roots. You know what I mean?
Well, we ain't talking about
shot the blog, and we're just talking about him being more of a spokesperson. So that's why I'm chilling right now.
He can't even come politically correct half the time. No. Let him just look.
Let me ask you a question.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
In this genre of music, why would I have to be politically correct?
You don't have to be. You don't.
But you know what? Let me explain something to you. I'm going to break this down for you real quick. You're going to be nice and respect those that are nice and respect you. If you come yapping at us like this, don't bark on us, niggas. I'm going to tell you why. Because I would put my hands on you. I'm going to fuck what security around you. I don't care what you wear, nothing. I will punch you in your goddamn throat. Now, be nice.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Be nice to you.
Let me ask you a question.
Now, fuck all that.
Y'all didn't see me in New York and Chicago, and I'm the same person. I brought it to y'all in New York, and I brought it to y'all overseas.
You ain't bring shit. I ain't got that.
What
in the hell?
You ain't want no part. You ain't want no part in the OT.
What's good, Chacha? What's good?
Oh, y'all over there? Yeah, what's up?
Nothing.
Listen, a lot of these people. I just want to know one thing. That's it. I just want to know one thing. That's it. And then y'all could go back to being... Shots
First of all,
back to being the wild
animal
voice, that
right?
he is.
Talk,
okay?
with your real, talk with your real voice, because that's not you in public.
You can
right?
go back to being his wild animal voice, okay? I just want to ask
Nico
one
real
question.
Voice.
I just want to ask one when question.
When she's trying to be passive, when she's fronting, that ain't her real voice. Tell her to cut it out.
Oh, my God. I just want to ask one question, and then you can go back to being the wild beast that you are, okay? Just one question, and you can go back to the jungle where ARP found your ass. One question.
Get it, man. Because
I just can't ask the question I want to ask. Like, damn. He keeps jumping down our throats, and I typically don't like that.
She's trying to be nice.
Typically, yes.
She's been barking on niggas. Okay. Trying to tell her to be nice.
Now, can we expect another card, like Jay was saying, where it's like a team versus a team type of thing, or is this just going to be like a one-time thing?
Is this question directed toward me or toward ARP?
Whoever wants to answer.
Okay.
I just have to be clear. No, it doesn't matter. You guys are family. Remember, you told me that y'all broke it down to me because I asked.
What are we?
Y'all even got it tatted on you guys. Like, y'all are real family.
There you go.
And some of the people, if y'all not even really blood, y'all known each other for more than 20 years or something like that. I remember that. Okay. And y'all really work on the family mentality, the team thing, the unit thing. Niggas, shut up. I remember the goddamn conversation. Now, answer the question.
Yes, and it will be a series.
Shit. I can't stand black people.
So
niggas always...
I want to know more now. If it's going to be a series, who else do you guys have in mind?
That's the next thing. A lot of our stuff is behind the scenes, so we'll talk to y'all off the air about that. The game is to be sold, not told, you heard?
You know what?
I'm trying to give y'all some privy information, and
you're
over here fighting against it.
Because you ain't the same when you're hungry. You know what I'm saying? You are not the same when you're hungry.
I'm over here in my bathroom smoking something nice. I'm chilling.
All right.
So if you're smoking, shouldn't you be a lot more mellow than this?
What does smoking have to do with who I am? I'm not turned up. I'm just replying. I'm replying to the same energy that you're giving me. Don't you know that's what RBE is? Everything that you give us, you give right back.
You came on the phone like a wild banshee, like a bat straight out of hell, okay?
Yes.
And started yelling.
That's two different things. That's a reach. You over here reaching.
You came out like
a
buffalo. I
called you
a wild buffalo and a bat out of hell.
Okay.
So on this card. Stop. On this card, who do you look for to see most? ARP. Shada, you go next. Like,
oh, Jesus.
Because he's wild. Tell me who you're looking forward to seeing ARP. Don't let Shada do all this talking right now.
You got to be politically
correct. I'm looking forward to seeing on this card?
You don't have to give me no predictions. Just who do you think might be like the showstopper of the night?
I don't want to say what the showstopper of the night is, but I'll tell you right now, in all honesty, I'm looking the most forward to the main event. I think the way this card is situated and the way it's lining up, and a lot of predictions is coming in where the card's going to be 2-2 by the end of the night, by the time we get to the main event. Like, I think it's deserving of a main event with Sway being the leader of Team Hami. And Danny Myers being on a fucking kill spree talking about he's the king of Harlem and he's going for GOAT status and all that. I think that everybody else earned their spot on the card. They're coming to play. You got to respect every battle. But when it comes to that main event, it belongs right there as the final battle of the night. So that I'm looking forward the most to the main event. And that's how every card should be when you think about it. The main event's supposed to cap off the night. It's supposed to be the craziest shit.
True. Mm-hmm. I agree.
It may not be performance of the night. You never know. It could be JC. It could be Jay Murder. All right,
nigga,
could be Cannon.
Hold on. Nigga, you
never know.
You asked me one question. Nigga,
never
you
fucking
end.
Know. Yo, you want to talk? You want to talk? Which one?
Let him talk.
Listen to y'all.
Let him talk. Damn.
Let him talk.
You know
why he's
going
on and on? Give him some milk.
Okay,
Shaka, give us your answer and don't wild out. Like, who are you looking forward to see most? Are you the same as ARP?
No, actually, I'm looking forward to Big Cannon and XL.
And why is that?
Because the funny thing is, is because at first it was Swave and Danny, but then so much started transpiring between XL and Cannon, and the energy that they both going to bring out, the whole card is going to come out ready to play. But the way these two are going at it, I'm seeing this shit is becoming personal now.
Yeah, that's okay. True. They've been making
that's
so
always the best battles, too.
Day.
It is. The build
exactly.
Makes the battle a lot of times, too. I just hate to get let down at the end, but I know for a fact that Big Cannon or XL going to let anybody down.
See, the thing
so
is, it's because
I respect your answer.
It's bigger than them now. Like, I think it's bigger than the battle's bigger than them now. Now I think it's really straight ego to ego. The fans chiming in, the fans giving their input, them blogging back and forth. You got angry fans saying his piece and him and Cannon going back and forth. So I think the energy on that battle is because it was kind of a sweeper in the beginning. Everybody was talking about the money bags of Magic. They were talking about the Swave and Danny. And now you see XL and Cannon kicking up dust the right way. I think that shit's going to have a lot of fireworks up there. So make sure y'all in the building Saturday, February 27th. To even see that or see me slap the shit out of one of these two.
Please don't touch me if you see me, period. Don't touch me.
He's not slapping shit this way. Listen, let me explain something to you. Because I
don't
play, I will
touch
beat
me.
The
he's
brown
gonna
off
slap
you.
Me,
all right. Who told this nigga?
You know what
I don't know what
don't,
these niggas be thinking. Everybody think they tough until they sell it in front of a real nigga. I don't give a fuck what you talking about. I put hands on men and women. So
I hear you.
Stand down.
I smack your feet off. So. You know what I smack your snap back off? In Chicago, remember when you came to me and I smacked your snap back off? You don't remember that? By the ball?
He might have been drunk, so I definitely don't.
You
talking my head off my head?
Look at that. Smacked your memory off. Smacked your memory away.
You smacked shit out. Oh, I don't remember that because I was with my head. I ain't trying to believe that. I have to been drunk. Right. Ain't no way in hell. Listen, I don't want no problems out of you. I actually liked you before you just hopped your ass on this phone. Now I just feel like I got to correct your ass. You know how kids, they try you and shit, like they'll throw a pottle. Same time you'll pick it up. You trying me, and I'm going to pop the shit out of you.
No, I'm just defending myself. That's it. I'm just defending myself.
No, you
because
ain't.
When I come
you
on.
Me
you
me
when I came
against.
On. Wow.
You
listen
came
to the playback.
With...
When I came on, I was met with resistance and hostility.
You're a liar, my nigga. You are a fucking
you
liar.
Lying.
Like I
and
said,
that's so terrible. You believe it yourself, and all that's right. How you know you crazy as shit. Because you believe
nope.
Your own damn lie.
Yes,
you
think. Because I don't lie.
Yes,
I don't
you
lie.
Do.
I came on. I was met with hostility. Then
I
it was on the whole ARP
yes.
Shot. And I said, and what I said was.
You got mad. What I said the ARP name first. Technically, if we do an alphabetical order, nigga, his name start with an A.
No. What you said was, we have the team. And I was like, you didn't have the team. You had ARP. I just happened to come on. Don't act like you knew he was coming on. I wasn't ushered in.
I talked to ARP. I was trying to love. Nigga, that's how I knew you was on the line with him. Hell is wrong with you, crazy ass.
I'm the only one who didn't know, and I'm a little upset.
She
that
didn't
know.
I knew
ass
crazy.
Was going
to
come and
you. I said your name.
The way he did. I'm a little
he
upset that he
shit.
Came on the way he did. He did. He frightened me.
But let me
his
ask you a question, though.
Voice.
All joking aside, when you guys are in my presence, are not very hospitable to the off.
You very yes, and that's what I was saying. And you came on.
No
and
comment.
That's all that
like, you gonna make
and
people think that you like is an asshole. And I was saying, I said the first time I was in New York, I had the best time ever because Artie Eno showed me love. I loved them. They
exactly.
were very hospitable.
So go off
my
for that.
My word.
Go off
but
for
then
that.
You get your ass over here barking like you ain't got no damn sense. Like you need your shot.
Nigga, I'm a Gemini. Nigga, I'm a Gemini.
He do. He do need a shot.
I'm on my Kanye shit. I'm on my Kanye shit right now, girl.
No, get off your.
Did you eat today? Are you hungry?
I eat every day. I eat every day.
God.
When I
be
want.
Be regular.
I'm in the refrigerator
well,
right now.
I'm going to tell you which one I'm looking forward to. I'm looking to J Murda and JC, of course, because JC is my favorite battle rapper.
Yeah.
And J Murda was talking shit, too. So. And I made JC promise me to beat him, though, for my birthday present. I'm like, you got to beat him, like, clearly, because...
My nigga's not getting your birthday present. That shit's crazy. You are so not getting your birthday present.
Is the rest of the gang rolling out? Is the rest of y'all quick rolling out?
Coochie gang?
Maybe not.
Yeah.
I don't know. We got to ask. I got to ask them. I don't know. Y'all want all of us in there. Y'all know we live.
For?
We good energy.
Why he so
I'm trying to get jumped in.
He said he's trying to get jumped in. I hear you.
You trying to get jumped
in. I'm trying to get jumped in the set.
I hear you. It sounds good. He's just talking. It sounds good, though.
All you got to do is support us.
We'll
let no bullshit
we'll talk
come
to you about what you
got
to do off air. We'll tell you what you got to do off air. It might be a little bit too much for people to hear.
Nothing incriminating? All right, cool. Fuck it. Hit me up the air, though.
Yeah, we got to tell you. I mean, if we tell you what you got to do on air, I mean, a lot of people are going to be like, I can't believe she just said that. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
We don't want to throw people off like that. No, I am so excited for you guys. So how
– Thank you.
You want to tell us?
What was you about to say? You going to tell us what?
So give us the card information. They need to know where they come in. They need to know what time the doors open. You guys are very professional, so I say stuff, like, pretty much for,
February
like, black
27th,
people.
It starts at
uh-huh.
1 p.m. Tickets,
uh-huh.
pay-per-view at eventbrite.com, rockgrid.com, at Club Curlew,
uh-huh.
36-4 34th Street in Astoria.
Uh-huh.
This front stage passes, hookah, bottle specials, bitches.
Food. That shit was cracking. Talk that RG.
No
bitches, hookah, and judge battles. Matter of fact, let's talk about these judge battles real quick.
Yeah,
real
let's
quick,
talk
because
about
I forgot.
That.
Y'all have judge battles. How many judges are there going to be? 3, 4, 5? Well, it can't be 4, but
ARP.
3, 5.
Yeah, answer that.
You
that nigga said,
no.
She started asking technical questions and shit. That nigga over there smoking. That nigga said, ARP.
It's your turn, bitch. He's tagging you in, yo.
No, here we go right here. Nigga, we got the crowd judging some of them. We got the fans judging some of them. We got fucking
some of
media judging some of them.
Oh, wait, so are all the battles being judged or just some?
Every battle is judged. All 5 battles
are
judged.
Oh, but some are being judged by, like, some are being judged by, you know, actual
a
judges
panel,
and others are being,
and
yeah, and others are being judged
but
by the
which
crowd.
One?
Yes.
Can y'all say which one?
Don't tell us.
I'm asking you ARP. I ain't talking to Shasta.
I don't want to know. First
question. What y'all think so far about Shasta being the first and first
like
in the front spokesperson for RBE?
Like
what y'all think
it.
About
we
it?
Think it? We think
we
it's
like
a terrible
it.
Idea. Okay,
we do.
Can I
it's awful.
You?
You want to hear what the real
funny thing is? You might have to spend more than a phone conversation with us, but if you hang out with us for like a good week, you see we exactly the same. You would never
think
it from shit like this.
And that's the type of shit
me and him laugh about behind the scenes. That's the type of shit me and him would laugh about.
I talk to you, and you know what? Because behind the scenes, I'm liver, like I'm like a wire, like Nico, but no, he don't have no chill, and he wants to get like beat the fuck up.
He never.
This nigga
never had a reason to develop that diplomatic side. I did more than him.
Now, perfect example. Good. I'm a diplomatic one, right? No, he's a diplomatic one, right? And every time you turn around, this nigga's in something, right? Okay, and I'm the wild one. If I'm the
no,
wild
you
one,
are wild.
And he's
you
over.
Are wild.
Listen, okay,
you know what it
now,
is?
Okay.
No, I'm
gonna
tell you why
on.
People
with
ARP because
let me explain
I have
something.
The same issue.
Can I explain something?
Got it. Yep.
Okay,
go
now
ahead.
Listen. If I'm so-called the wild one, and you feel there's no similarities in us, why is he always in something?
What do you mean he's always in something?
Because they fuck with the quiet one. Let me tell you why. Let me tell you how I know. Because that is
okay.
Me. Okay. He's very passive. No,
they
shut
always
up.
Mess with the quiet one.
You quiet?
Passive, right? They
you quiet?
Who?
Who? Which one of y'all is quiet?
What the fuck is up?
We both
me
quiet.
Which one of y'all is quiet?
We both
which
quiet.
Which one of y'all is quiet?
We both
the one
quiet.
That sits on the sink? The one that be sitting on the sink taking pictures every 10 seconds? Or the one that's always in the camera? Or the one that's always in the camera showing us every 10 seconds she's at work, she's getting her eyebrows done, she's stepping out to the club, she's doing this, she's doing that. Which one
who
of y'all is quiet?
To? I'm
you?
Quiet. Because I'm I don't
quiet.
Do none of that shit.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
I'm a liar. Well, I'm gonna just tell you straight up. I'm
he's
gonna
lying,
be this
he's
weekend,
lying to his
but that's only because it's my birthday. I'm gonna be all in y'all motherfucking shit. I'm gonna be all on the timeline.
I can't stand
no,
it.
No, I'm saying
they're
gonna mess with ARP because niggas want, especially within battle rap. This is probably the messiest piece of shit of culture ever. They want everybody in some bullshit. So since he quiet and he don't really rock with that many motherfuckers, people going to bother him to try and provoke him and to poke
and it's no difference
me.
In battle
even
rap
when they
in life.
Should be, even when
and
they should
exactly
be bothering
in
your
in battle
ass.
Rap than it is in life. And why you think
oh,
Rare Breed moves the way it does? Rare Breed moves the same way we do in battle rap, the same way we do in life.
I know that, and I said that. I've been
so,
Bella, but I'm
so,
really going to
so
fuck
again,
you up off the train.
Once
I'm going to fuck
say,
you up out of love.
I'm just proving to you once again. There's no difference between me and this nigga.
There's a big difference, okay? One of y'all is an
you
animal,
got a lot
the other one ain't.
Now.
That's the goddamn difference, okay? One of y'all is an animal.
We both
the other
mammals.
One ain't.
We both mammals. We both
you
mammals.
Are,
we both
you
mammals.
Are. I don't think so. Honey.
You are wild, though. You are untamed. He
okay.
He won't if he
and he's
even if he gets
and
wild.
He's an animal in the zoo. He's an animal in the zoo. He's an animal in the zoo.
Yeah, but if he
no,
gets poked, understand what
zoo.
His instinct will be.
Now,
but
let me
show
ask you a question.
An animal in a zoo
is liable to fucking rope you in, make you feel all good, and still attack you. Would you rather be attacked by a wild animal out and know it's wild, or go to a zoo and have a fucking ape that's behind a glass break that shit and scare the shit out of you and your family?
Them apes only fuck with people when they fuck with them.
Yo,
ARP. I'm nice to ARP. I respect his space and I respect what he do. Yo, wild ass to get shot from a distance.
Exactly.
But,
that's a perfect
example. Notice the way you guys are both talking to me. It's not like one of you guys, and that's what I'm saying. It's the similarities. You guys are both
no
aggressive
only reason
because
you
both
came
coming
barking,
at me. Listen,
you came
but listen,
barking
listen.
At us.
So okay, no. So why couldn't one of you guys say, you know what? Let's take a different approach.
Because you guys are both the same, right?
Hold on, because you guys are both the same, right? And that's why you guys mesh so well, right?
Yeah,
this is my brother. This is my brother.
Negro, we know.
So what the fuck you expect?
This is
the
my
same
buddy.
Thing. You see how Nico come with that fake soft voice?
This is my buddy.
I don't care, brother. Nobody cares about you and Gina. Nobody cares about you and Gina.
You a lie.
That's not true.
You
That's
a lie.
All right?
That's not true.
You a lie.
That's not
Nobody
true.
Nobody cares about y'all.
How you don't care about us, but you know what we be doing with our pictures? He done gave us a full play-by-play.
Because I see it for my timeline. I'm scrolling down, posting pictures of my life, and
how
I see y'all shit pop up.
How you don't care? I don't even know the last picture you put up, but you know mine. How you don't care?
Show you right. Show you right. I see
you
looking.
You care. It's okay. It's okay. I like that you care. It's cute. It ain't nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool. Except
look, you know what?
But
I think
nobody
it's hilarious. That I think you are hilarious, Shasta. I know
I don't.
That I'm going to pop the shit out of you when I see you, but I think you are hilarious. I don't want you to say shit because I'm yoking your ass up on site, nigga.
Yo, security, those two can't come in here. I want these ladies escorted out of here.
You would never in your life.
Fuck out of here. You know what it is?
You would never in his life.
They're going to be like, these young ladies, we could leave
in here to grab you up mad aggressive, too. Like, yo, grab them up. Yo, Milltown Blow, grab them. Get them out of here like Milltown Blow. Like, have y'all collar all up and shit. Like, what the fuck? Get the fuck off me. Come on, ma'am. Come on. Don't make a scene.
You would never.
Fuck that.
You would
fuck
never.
Fuck that. Fuck that. Ma'am, come on. Come on.
You know you would
not
never.
Turn up like that. We don't approach situations like that. We're very calm and very sweet. I'm just letting you know.
I don't punch shots in his face. I don't give a shit about shit because his shit is getting out of hand. He's getting out of control.
He really wild. I want to say for real that
I'm punching him in his
shit. J Murda is going to be JC, and I think JC
is
going to be
JC. I don't have no problem admitting I think J Murda is going to be JC ass. Like, that's just my personal opinion. Like, I think.
Damn, wait a second, my nigga. You think he's going to win? You just think he's going to beat his ass, huh? You just,
all right, nah,
just,
okay.
JC just
going to
say, all right.
Okay. He's not going to beat his ass. Here's my thing. If JC does not clearly beat J Murda, he loses. That's my opinion. If he don't clearly beat J Murda, then he loses to me. I'm so sorry.
Now,
like, if he
If he doesn't clearly
beat J Murda, he loses. I don't care
and
what
then he
nobody
said. Why do you think J Murda gonna win? Go.
Because I feel like a lot of people count him out, and I feel like a lot of people who stays
that's,
in the
see, that's
probably
talking.
Have never
hope,
seen
that
him.
Was hope talking.
I,
that's hope talking.
Nah,
what do you think he's gonna win on? What do you think he's gonna win on? What do you think he's gonna win?
Think,
shout out to J Murda.
I don't think, I think people who, because I've seen a lot of people say that JC is going to 3-0 him. And if you've seen J Murda, there's no way that he's going to get 3-0. Like, it's not happening. That's not happening.
No.
He
I
ain't getting
3-0. Look,
I've seen people say he's going to
like
get 3-0.
I don't care about some people.
I have seen people say JC is going to 3-0 him.
No, JC's going to win.
I've seen people
say 2-1,
that
possibly 3-0, but it's not a body.
It's not going to be a 3-0.
Okay.
It can't be a
3-0.
Like, what the fuck?
I said 2-1.
It can't be a 3-0. It can't be.
Okay.
It could be a 2-1 if you would like, but it's not going to be a 3-0. Always going to be a 3-0 if you let me get up there and forget everything he wrote. And even if and you understand that even if J Murda forgets what the fuck he wrote, he can freestyle his ass off. So even if he gets up there and forgets what he wrote and freestyles, it's still not going to be a body. Like, even so, it still won't be a body. Either way, it won't be a body. I feel like
a loss is a loss.
Their aggression is the same.
So
I feel like they got
If JC
loses, you cannot talk to me for like a whole week. Like, I don't want to talk to you for a whole entire week.
We bet. Okay, fine. And you can't talk to me either when J Murda loses. I don't give a fuck about none of that.
Well,
we
talk every day, all day. So if JC loses, I don't want to talk to you for an entire week because it's just going to solidify the fact
that I'm
Facebook the GOAT.
Because I'm that crazy bitch. I'm going to tag you
I'm the GOAT.
So you better block
him. I'm actually looking forward to seeing
who's judging
that?
I mean, how is that battle being judged? How is that particular battle being judged? Oh, yeah, I did mean money back. She decent. And when I say decent, people think it's an insult. Decent for me means good. People don't like to hear that.
I'm hoping money bags comes with the shit. I'm not too confident in Sway 7 Danny Myers. I gotta tell you the truth. I ain't too I want to see
I
it, but
faith that
far
Danny Meyer is going to do what he got to do. Cause he just,
I don't
know.
I ain't
fact
too
Danny
confident.
Gonna do what he
I'm sorry. I ain't
so
too
overall,
confident.
Why
we
want judges?
How come we can't be judges? Are we?
Oh, my bad.
You
know
what?
Do
you have
my
to
bad.
Be a man
somebody,
to be
somebody's
a judge?
Talking to me. My bad.
Do you have to be a man to be a judge? How come we weren't allowed to be judges?
Let me take that. Who said that we don't have or we won't have any female judges? Who said that?
Why?
That never came from anybody that rock with RBD or work with RBD. We never said that.
We didn't get an email.
Y'all, Nico, Kim, and Gina. Let me clarify this real quick for y'all. We even, myself, Shatta, we don't even know the judges yet, and that's by design. We don't want to know the judges yet. Everything's going to be neutral, completely unbiased. That's why we kept telling people the same way we did with the Old Red versus Oops battle, cop those stage. The people that got the stage pass tickets, those are the people that are going to have the judges spots.
A lot of
people
going to be spontaneous. Like,
yeah,
yo, on the spot,
and then we're
going to
mix
like,
them
yo.
Around. And we still going to mix in other people, like for y'all, for example. We might grab y'all for one of the battles.
Hell no.
The first spot is a
hell no.
The first spot is
a
stage
pass
ticket
holder. Thank you, ARP, for even thinking about it.
Yeah, we don't know the judges
remember,
yet, and we don't want to.
He don't make more rules than me, I don't make more rules than him. We got to combine. He just said, yeah, and I'm saying no. It's actually on
that. But the thing is, but Shaka, listen, he didn't even say we were. He said we might. He said might, and you
said
hell no. That's unnecessary. You said hell no, nigga, with your disrespectful brown ass.
Forget you. You said forget you.
Oh my God! I like shit talking because it really lets
me
know what a swell
what
your fucking face up at.
What y'all wearing?
I hate Shasta shirt.
What color?
Yo, that'll be pop. I swear to God, we'll flood the footage.
What?
For that. I swear to God.
What color?
I swear to God.
Don't say that because I would really
right
come,
in front of the stage
really
if you wear that
here.
Shit. Right in the front
I
of the
really
stage, not right in the middle front of the stage if you rock that shit.
I swear to God, I will really get an I Hate Shasta shirt made. Like, stop
what?
Playing. I will really get one of those shirts.
I
will
you
really.
Scared. You scared.
I will
literally get that shirt made. I swear to God. I will get that shirt made. Big, bold-ass white letters right on front, right in front so you can
boom.
See it as soon as you see me. And I'm going to get it on my on some pants, too, so you can see it on the pants.
You should get this shit and say, I hate him, and have the arrow pointing right next to me.
Yeah, we could do that, too. I mean, I don't care. As long as it says I
ain't
hate
nobody
S-H-O-T-T-A.
Ain't nobody standing next to you, my nigga. Ain't nobody standing next to him. I
lies.
Hate Shasta.
Lies.
Arrow,
lies.
I hate you.
Lies.
Whatever. Ain't nobody. Don't nobody want to stand next to you because I really would probably fuck you. For real.
Please.
You talk
to
me. I'm not
standing
next to
you.
I'm
you know,
God,
you know, you know what niggas smell. You know a nigga smell like Nordstrom, so stop it.
You did. You definitely did smell good as hell.
Jesus.
I'm not gonna hold
you. Thank
you.
You
smell okay.
Thank
get
you.
The hell out
thank
of here. You.
You
smelled all right.
Thank you.
Let's
thank
be
you.
Real. You smelled okay. Are we serious? You smell
nah,
like
but
a
that's
man
the thing.
Should smell.
But this is the thing, though. That's one thing we don't do. We don't hate. I ain't gonna hate on y'all. Y'all ain't gonna hate on me. You see how Jaquise kept it real? She was like, nah, you smell good. You see the way her voice dropped them octaves?
You've been hating on us since you got on the show. What are you talking about?
You really have.
Because you know why?
Yeah.
Because you guys have the tough skin. You guys are built for the shit. Y'all built for it tough.
You think so?
Oh,
you thought we built
you.
Tough.
Have mercy.
Let me ask you a question.
Have mercy.
How many
on
people
my soul.
Have y'all seen me really speak to?
No.
exactly. I don't really talk to much people.
You don't talk to me.
I feel comfortable with you guys. I feel at one. You see how I'm sitting here and I'm able to talk shit and laugh and joke and do all that shit? Because we know
we should we take this as a compliment?
Exactly.
We should.
Terry Cloth.
It's love.
Terry
I know
Cloth,
it was love.
Afro,
he said it with love.
I'm going to take it with a grain of salt, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to still take that shit with a grain of salt, though, because he fuck around and just change up tomorrow. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm take that shit with a grain of salt.
Because he is a Gemini. Because he is a Gemini.
He a Gemini. He will switch up on us tomorrow. So
in a minute,
I'm going to take it with a little grain of salt.
Well, go ahead and crazy. Give everybody y'all information so they can subscribe to, like, your YouTube, your Twitters, if you have it, Facebook pages, et cetera. Well, not you, Shasta. Don't nobody want to see you. But go ahead, Eric.
Yo. Yo, make sure y'all hit the fucking channel. If you haven't seen the trailer by now, they say it's a fucking classic. Go hit that Rare Breed Entertainment channel on YouTube, RBEVIDS, RBEVIDS. Make sure y'all hit all of our social media. Everybody be hitting my social media 9 times out of 10 at ItsLP. But hit this nigga up too. That's him at least 70% of the time on Rare Breed Entertainment Twitter, the Rare_Breed_ENT.
Let me go ahead and follow y'all.
65-70% of the time, that's this nigga. That's why you don't see too much talking out of it.
I'm not going to tweet him. I know your face.
Nah, I need the fans.
Told y'all.
Listen, you want to know what I need? All the fans, and I need more of y'all, media, everybody. I need y'all to draw this nigga out more. Draw this nigga out. Listen, if y'all get this nigga to talking more of his Rare Breed Entertainment ideas and what, y'all are gonna be entertained. Trust me. Talk to this nigga. Get at this nigga on his Facebook and on his Twitter. Get at this nigga.
Listen,
no,
I'm antisocial, y'all.
I'm scared.
I'm antisocial. I speak to the people.
The funny thing is, I'm antisocial too, but they would never believe that. So it doesn't matter. Like you see what Pops is like on the Hermit shit. Like we both know what it is. So
yeah, exactly. Like niggas is fucking weirdos. Right. Niggas is crazy.
But yo, on some real shit, yo, y'all need to get y'all advanced tickets, y'all. Everybody that plans on coming out, if you don't think you're gonna be on that VIP list, which is at least reduced. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to get y'all advance tickets. The advance tickets is only $40. It's the first time a car like this is being done in battle rap history. Come be a part of this energy. All fucking judge battles live in the building. Plus, we got 2 special performances, live performances.
We got good vibe in the building. Good people, good energy.
We're going to be doing giveaways. There may be some ticket giveaways to upcoming events. There may be some bottle giveaways.
We're going to be doing all types of shit.
Listen, don't act surprised. Y'all know what we do. Y'all know we have fun.
Y'all live every time. Yes, y'all do.
You know what I'm saying? We have a lot of fun. We're gonna be doing a lot of exclusive content in the crowd. Make sure you're in the crowd to get picked up on some of these exclusive videos that's gonna be dropping. Yo, we got a lot going on in the building. Cop y'all advance tickets.
Wear some good shit, y'all. Head to toe.
Cop y'all advance tickets.
All of that shit. Don't come out no dirty shit.
Don't get it twisted.
We be dressed nice. I ain't trying to hear that.
I'm not talking about y'all. Y'all clean with it.
Hold on. Listen. Let me be clear. Tickets are available at the door, y'all. But if you're not planning on being there at 1 o'clock or having your advance ticket, don't be mad if by the time the place is filling up, y'all get to that door and the price is up a little something. You know what I'm saying? Get y'all advance tickets. And if you can't be in New York Saturday, this upcoming Saturday, get y'all pay-per-view on RapGrid.com.
It's lit.
It's time to make history. Writer's block versus Team Homie. Somebody going home a loser. Real shit.
Either way, we're going to support.
Appreciate y'all.
Get you some water. Don't down us yet. I still got to put hands on you before you croak.
Get you some coochie water.
Listen. When y'all see this nigga in the building, don't act different. Run down on him. Everybody talking. Both sides are talking mad shit. Just run down.
We'll
see each other this Saturday.
We about that. Oh my god, we never.
FYI, we about that.
Yeah, we hear you. I hear y'all talking. Gina and Pam. Is it Pam and Gina or Gina and Pam?
Whichever one you want to say.
I like that. I like the way y'all bounce that up real quick. I tried to catch that
up.
Good one.
Ayo, Shaka, which one on the show was better?
See, that's a toss up right there. That's a toss up.
No, we haven't been there before. Cut it out.
No.
Who you got?
Yeah, we had this conversation, but that's the thing, though.
Everybody has this conversation, to be honest. Who the fuck never went there?
Mad niggas go there. You know the crazy thing is because y'all two is like me and my brother. It all depends. Like y'all may wake up one day and you might want some of this. Tomorrow you might want some of that. So it's the same thing with y'all. Like it all depends.
There are some episodes where Gina killed Pam, and then some episodes where Pam killed Gina. That's true.
Well, yep. That's why we work together so well. You know what I'm saying? We balance each other out. Okay.
Yeah, that's we ain't gonna pick. We ain't gonna pick. Y'all equals on the show. We ain't gonna pick.
Oh,
we ain't gonna
y'all
do that right
so
now.
No, that was ARP who said that. It was ARP who said that.
I know. So. Oh, yeah, let me not say y'all.
And I gave you an answer.
Thank you, Shasha.
It's all good, though. I'm glad. Make sure y'all can get in touch with this nigga at the dough, because I got all his mouth, right? Make sure. Because I'm dead ass going to walk up to the front like, I'm going to get you out of Kevin Hart mean face. I'm going to look through the door, straight go right back in.
You know what? You know what, Shasha!
Ain't nobody going to be talking to you. What Dap going to be that? What Dap going to be? I found Dap. I ain't going to talk to you at all, Shasha. It's like 40, 50 fucking niggas.
Shasha! I'm like, oh, that. Oh, yeah, God.
Shout out to Dr. God.
Don't wear no white or nothing, nigga. I damn near have like a nice little paintball gun or something for you. Don't play with me.
Listen, you never had nothing for me to take my shirt off.
I know.
Fit over here.
You think this is Chippendales? Like, who does keep your
not
shirt on? Man, nobody want to see a bird chest.
You know his ass going to be dancing around that motherfucker.
Sure. Matter of fact, let me keep that. Let me keep that other comment to myself.
Yeah.
Off air. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I don't want to get you in trouble.
Exactly.
I don't want to get you in trouble. You know what I'm saying?
Get yourself in trouble.
Nigga, I'm grown.
Okay.
Hello. Goodbye.
I'm grown. I pay
really
my own bills. And I'm,
Shasha, it was
I'm
a pleasure.
Jeez.
It was a pleasure.
Yeah.
Thank you
Save
so
her,
much.
Please. Save her, please.
Thank you, guys.
Yo, y'all have a good one. Yo.
Thank
beady,
y'all.
Bead. I say beady bead.
Appreciate y'all. If not for nothing else, this is the first interview that Shasha's ever done from beginning to end where he did all the talking. So for that alone, this is some different shit.
Hey. Thank y'all. Thank you, Shasha.
On some real shit, appreciate
y'all,
man. On some real shit, appreciate y'all, man. We'll see y'all Saturday, man. Let's make history.
See y'all Saturday.
Have a good one.
We love you on Saturday, Shasha.
Thank you, man. Good night, y'all. Y'all be good.
Easy. Night.
Really gonna slap him.
You said what?
I gotta slap him. Like, it's only right.
Yeah, it's necessary. It's very necessary.
I'm not gonna feel less of a woman if I don't.
And I'm with that.
But I guess.
And you know, I'm saying.
What's that say? Okay. So, what were we going to say? Lord, I lost track of my thought. I was going to start giving in my long spiel.
Go ahead and give your mommy.
My whole long spiel. It's going to be short tonight, though, because, I mean. Follow me on Facebook. I mean, add me on Facebook. It's Nico Nicole, N-I-K-K-O Nicole. On Instagram, it's nicelook_Nico. I think. I can't remember my Instagram because I'm never on Instagram.
It is.
Also,
that's it's nice look, Nico.
Oh, I never remember it. Also, make sure you guys subscribe to The Trap on YouTube, The Trap New York, The Trap_New York. Same thing for Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And, yeah, that's pretty much about it. Ain't got no long plugs tonight.
Nothing long tonight for her. Mine's going to be kind of short. So you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter, BKA_Jaquice. That's BKA_Jaquice. Jaquice is JAQUECE. You cannot add me on Facebook. I am at my limit. But you can follow me, and I hate to sound really bougie about it, but it's Jaquice J. I respond fast. So if you guys ever want to talk about something in particular, definitely shoot us topic ideas. We're open for that. We love the dialogue with the listeners, the fans, and fellow supporters as we are. Coochie Gang over everything. We will
over
be posting
Earth
that
thing.
Video a whole lot. Over everything. You can follow us on Instagram, BRS Pam and Gina. That stands for Battle Raps Pam and Gina. You can follow our Twitter, which is Pam_and_Gina. That's where we'll be posting shows for the most part. We also have a Facebook. If you are not already there, go and like that, Pam and Gina, and it's a radio show. If you need me to share it, I will. Make sure you guys are supporting the movement. Shout out to Morgan Brittany.
Support.
Hit up Morgan_Brittany_ on Instagram or on her Facebook for all orders. She is taking orders for BKA, which is better known as she is a part of the Coochie's gang, so we are pushing that. You guys will see a lot more of us at the event. Again, it's a female empowerment movement. Women have a voice in this as well. It will be respected. If it's not yet, it's coming. Please know we are working. We will bite the bullet for all of the hassle of it. Make sure you guys, oh, coming up, Houston Barco does have an event March 5th. That is in, not this weekend, but next weekend. Scotty's battling Bill Collector, and then it's a few other battles. I have to look at the card. We will be discussing that next week and probably have a Southern battle rapper on there because I am in the South. So shout out to Scotty and all of the Houston Barco and all of Southern battle rap.
Hey.
Make sure you guys are following on our Instagram, Twitters, and Facebook. We will be feeding that. We usually have a weekly question. This past week was, what's your top three battles, that you, like favorite battles? So we will be posting another question tomorrow. Make sure you tune in every Tuesday, same time, same place.
9 p.m.
Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. That's 773-897-6224. If you ever want to speak your piece or talk your shit, you can press 1. Hashtag Coochie Gang, hashtag Pam and Gina, hashtag Battle Rap, hashtag Hip Hop, hashtag We Here. And I suck it. No, okay, I'm being nice. I ain't going to end it like that. But shout out to the War Report as well. They are going live right now, so they always come on immediately following our shows, typically running the last hour, but we're cutting it short tonight. So you guys make sure you are supporting that. Shout out to Ike. He does show us a lot of love with a lot of different things. He likes to be behind the scenes. He doesn't like attention, but I still got to give Ike all the love because I love me some Ike. And shout out to Norbs and everybody else that fuck with the War Report and fuck with Coochie Gang. We are here. We ain't going nowhere. Regardless of what shot y'all shoot, nigga, we here. So hate it or love it, get with it or get lost. That's going to be the end of it. Everybody have a good night. Be safe. Be blessed. My birthday Saturday, I am officially plus one. So OG plus one. And I'm old as fuck now. But everybody be blessed. I'll be sure to throw back a couple shots for all of our supporters and lovers. Everybody be blessed. I love you, Nico.